Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk Tinnitus. If you don't know me, I'm Cara Slown, I'm 22 years old and I've had tinnitus my whole life. In this video, I'm going to be sharing all the things you should and should not do for tinnitus. All the things you should start and all the things you should stop. And this is from my experience. You know, I've had tinnitus for 22 years and I've spoke to a few audiologists and ENTs and I've learned from a lot of people. And most importantly, I've learned from my mistakes. But a big fat disclaimer, I'm not a medical professional. So if something doesn't feel right for you and you want some personalized advice, definitely go to your doctor, your GP, an audiologist, ENT, anyone like that, and they will be able to help you out. I've had my fair share of mistakes with tinnitus. I've gone online, bought some things, they made my tinnitus worse. And, you know, I've gone through a lot of trial and error, something that I wish I could say to my past self, look, please just stop what you're doing. The next best thing is me talking to you guys and just sharing my tips on what you should not do and what you should stop doing. The first thing I would say you need to stop doing, if you're doing it already, is searching for a cure. 2 years ago, when I was in my worst days of tinnitus, I would search and search for online cures. I would, you know, do the classic thing of typing in on Google, how to cure my tinnitus, what is there to do, will this oil help me, for example, will this product help me? And obviously there are people out there that would say, yes, this will cure you. But no, there is no cure for tinnitus and you need to stop searching. The reason why I'm saying this is because it's only going to delay your journey to habituation. If you don't know what habituation means, this is a very big keyword in the tinnitus community, so please make a note of it. If you ask people who were habituated what their definition of habituation would be, in general, most people would say it's the point where your brain has no longer a negative response to tinnitus. So for me, I would also describe it as a journey. You know, I'm constantly evolving in my habituation stage of tinnitus. I no longer have a negative response to it. I used to have a terrible response to it. I used to sleep away my days, blame everything on my tinnitus. But now I'm habituated, I no longer feel that annoyance of tinnitus. It's still there, nothing's changed. My tinnitus is not going away, but you know, my mental response, my negative mental response has gone away. I'm quite happy sitting comfortably with it. And I'm in a silent room right now. You know, 2 years ago, I would not be able to have that. I would just be, you know, going crazy, as you can imagine. You're probably thinking, why did it take me so long to habituate? And I didn't start the process of getting to the point of habituation until the start of last year. So I started with doing some CBT on the Otto app. If you don't know what the Otto app is, it's brilliant. It's on the App Store. I've spoke about it a lot. But you know, it's a great starting point of learning about CBT and learning about your tinnitus. I had to educate myself. You know, you had to use these CBT techniques, these exercises of mindfulness, like the gym, but for your brain. This is what I tell everyone, you've got to implement it into your daily life, just as you would for the gym, and you will start seeing progress after a few months of using these techniques in your life. You know, it takes time, it's not a quick fix, but anyone can get to the point of habituation with tinnitus. If a cure for tinnitus does exist, you're going to hear about it on the news. You won't need to search for it. It's going to be on the news. It's going to be front page on your newspaper. You know, it's going to be there. It's going to be in your face. You do not need to search for a cure, because if there is a cure, it will find you and it will find you fast. So let's just hope for that day. But in the meantime, let's stop searching for one, okay? When I was in my worst days of tinnitus, I would be constantly Googling to look for a cure. And this only delayed the journey to habituation because I was so fixated on trying to find this quick tablet or something that would get rid of it. Unfortunately, because of the gap in the market and our desperation for a cure, there's a lot of people out there wanting to prey on us and, you know, get our money for something that is not going to work. And there's a lot of people who mention diets as well. I, at the start of my journey, really thought that diet was going to help me. Turns out the diet did help me, not directly for my tinnitus, but it helped my mental well-being. It gave me a hobby, it gave me something to do, it stimulated other senses like my taste, my smell. There is very little evidence out there suggesting that any kind of food, any kind of herbal remedy can fix your tinnitus, basically. There is very little evidence. So if someone's trying to sell you a product with herbs in it, for example, I've actually spoke about this in my book, The Tinnitus Cookbook. I spoke about this guy that I messaged and I said, oh, what is it you're selling? How much is it? Obviously knowing that he's a scammer. And he showed me this plastic bottle filled with lots of different herbs and said, yes, this will cure your tinnitus 100%. It's £360 or something stupid like that. The act of cooking, it got me back on my feet. So what I'd say is find a hobby for you and start doing that hobby, because hobbies are just going to distract you from your tinnitus and help you understand that you can accomplish things even with tinnitus there. If you work in a noisy environment, or you love going to concerts and you love listening to like things on your headphones, for example, stop doing this without monitoring the noise levels or wearing hearing protection. I'm guilty of this. I spent the whole of my life up until last year without any hearing protection, going out on nights out. I'd get back and my spike would be ridiculously loud. Not only can loud noise exposure actually cause spikes, but it can actually cause tinnitus, and it can create damage in your ears that is irreversible. So, you know, sometimes I feel quite grateful that I am ear health aware, because I would not have a clue about this if I didn't have tinnitus, and I'd just be constantly repeating these cycles of noise exposure and my hearing will be absolutely crap in the future, you know? So I've already got mid-range hearing loss. So please invest in your ears. You can buy them on the market pretty much anywhere. Just do your research on them, and if it's got good reviews and it's got a good decibel rating on there, then definitely just go for it. Just buy it. Just buy it and you'll thank yourself in the future. Stop worrying about impending spikes. Spikes are going to happen, and even if you're habituated like myself, they're still going to happen to you. You're not just gonna stop having spikes just because you're habituated. You've got to learn to live with them. The worst thing you can do is worry all the time about, oh my God, am I gonna have a spike tomorrow? Am I gonna have a spike soon? It's gonna ruin my day. You've got to stop worrying about it, because it's gonna happen eventually, and you need to understand that they will eventually subside. They will go back to your normal tinnitus or however it is. They don't last, you know. What you should start doing instead is journaling. Journaling for tinnitus has immensely helped me, and, you know, just writing things down, getting thoughts on paper, it's got my feelings out the way. So instead of having a looming anxiety of tinnitus and tinnitus spikes about to happen, I can put it all on paper and I just don't need to worry about it. I just get it out and it just feels refreshing. Just try it. You know, it might sound a bit far-fetched to some people, but honestly, it's a big relief. It gets things off your chest. Also, tinnitus is subjective, which means no tinnitus is the same. Everyone's experience with tinnitus is different. So for me, my tinnitus spikes are caused by stress, sleep, like lack of sleep, eating high salty foods. It can be caused by high blood pressure, but you know, there's not a huge amount of evidence towards this. Everyone's tinnitus is different. So, you know, that means you've got to find what's working for you and what isn't. So that's when journaling is very helpful. You can jot down what you've been doing in the day, and then you can come back to it and see, oh, I've had a spike here. Maybe I should stop doing this. Maybe I should stop having some coffee. Like, just little things. Sometimes the time of day can impact your tinnitus spikes. And especially for me at nighttime, I'm a lot more stressed out because I've got things to do the next day. You know, I found that that was a pattern. It was a reoccurring pattern that my tinnitus was a lot louder. And to stop this, I have to write things down before I go to bed. So I'll write down all the things on my mind and it just takes that stress away. And I've spoke about this before, but it's a very beneficial thing to do if you're one of them people who has a more stressed mind at night time. You've got to have this wind down routine, and that's something I need to start doing. I need to start with a wind down routine, because I'm always on my phone at night, and you know, it's like it's 11 o'clock now the time I'm recording this, so I need to start with a wind down routine that does not involve my phone, because it just keeps you awake. But you know, just reducing as much stress as you can before you sleep is so beneficial. If you're tracking your spikes, you might actually notice that at nighttime it is a lot louder, mainly because it's quiet or you're stressed, you know, all sorts of different factors. Stop being sleep deprived and start having a wind down routine. Easier said than done, I know. With tinnitus, it's like a constant cycle of not being able to sleep, and then you're waking up tired, so your tiredness is spiking your tinnitus. It is constant. I completely get it. White noise machines and just listening to sounds before you sleep is the way to go. A lot of people I've spoke to say they don't get on well with noises. It keeps them up at night. Please keep trying, because it took me ages to get used to different sounds, and it took me ages to find the right sound for me. I really like stream sounds at the moment. They're my go-to, and I do like a nice white noise as well. It took me a lot to get used to, and you know, I spoke with my boyfriend in my last episode, and he really likes listening to these stream sounds. And although he doesn't have tinnitus, he's implemented this into his life, so he's so used to listening to it now that he just loves it. At first he found it annoying, and now he can't sleep without it. So do give it another shot, because it will benefit you in the long run. Start joining positive support groups and stop being in the negative ones. I know how it is when you're joining different communities online. A lot of them, they have a lot of followers, a lot of members in there, and some of the posts can be extremely depressing. They can really put you in a bad place, honestly, just reading some of them. There are positive ones out there. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I've got a Discord server, which is private, invite only, and I monitor it, so I make sure it's all positive. There's no negative Nancys in there. It's all about positivity and uplifting each other and getting some advice from each other's experiences. If you want to join my private Discord server, please give me a message on Instagram and I'll send you the invite. A lot of communities these days have a lot of scammers on there. There's a lot of people claiming to be doctors selling different cures. Don't listen to them. They're not doctors. They don't have any cures. Just please remove yourself from the forum. And honestly, it's very difficult to get rid of these scammers. And I know firsthand on my Facebook support group, these scammers do creep in. But if you do see these, always report them to the admins. And, you know, in my instance, I will get rid of them pretty much immediately. You've just got to be aware that in the communities that we're in, you know, there's going to be people trying to prey on us. And that's just the sad truth. But as long as we're well equipped, it won't bother us. And finally, the biggest one is stop using Google and actually seek professional medical advice. Okay, so I was very guilty of Googling everything under the sun to do with tinnitus, just to make myself feel better and just to get answers. And a lot of the questions that you have for tinnitus, they might not have answers. Like in my case, I've only just realised that I probably had mid-range hearing loss my whole life, and I've probably had tinnitus my whole life, so there will not be a cause. I've always wanted to search for a cause for my tinnitus because it's always baffled me, but because my dad has it, it's probably hereditary. But why is it hereditary? What is there in my brain and my ears that's making the tinnitus? This is a massive hurdle that a lot of us have to get over to begin to accept tinnitus. And we've got to understand that some of the questions we have, they might not have answers, or answers that we can get yet, you know? I think the main thing is finding out if you're healthy. And that is why going to a doctor is very important, simply because he can rule out any underlying causes, and just to see if you are healthy, you know? And that was a massive thing for me. I was terrified that this tinnitus was gonna kill me if I had a brain tumour. But you know, just getting that peace of mind did wonders for me. It did wonders for my stress levels, which impacted my tinnitus. So just get checked out. You know, peace of mind. Peace of mind, it can't hurt, can it? If you watch this all the way through, thank you so much. And you are certainly on the right track to habituation. You know, just being here shows that you have what it takes and you have the resilience, and you're learning more about your tinnitus. You're learning more every day. And the more you learn, the quicker you will get to the point of habituation, the point of no longer caring about your tinnitus, the point of being happy. I never thought I'd be able to sit in silence and read a book, but here I am. I can do it. So thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you next time. Bye.